the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, John, for that very dramatic retelling of our story for today. My name is Sarah Cook. I'm part of the Young Families team here at Belmont Exeter, and I am so excited to be able to share the next Meals with Jesus in the series with you this morning, because I honestly believe that these verses are some of the most amazing and life-changing verses that you can read anywhere in the Bible. So, I've got a few questions for you. I hope you don't mind working a little bit hard answering some questions. The first question I've got for you is, put your hand up if you've heard this story of Zacchaeus before. Oh, lots of people putting their hands up. Lots of people. It is a really, really popular Bible story, especially in Sunday school. Any of the little children's Bibles, they might not include the whole of the Bible, but I bet you they've got the story of Zacchaeus. It is such a good story. And people do remember it as the story of a little man, because the Bible says he was a little bit short, a little bit shorter than the average person, who climbed up a tree so that he could get a better view of Jesus. And obviously that is what the story is about. You might even know a song about him. Anyone know a song about Zacchaeus? Oh, yes, there we are. We won't sing it now, though. So, so we all think we know this character of Zacchaeus in the story quite well. Put your hand up if you know what the name Zacchaeus means. Oh, how about online? Nobody. Okay. Interesting. Well, I'm going to tell you what it means. I'm going to tell you what it means a little bit later on, because I think it can help us understand what is really going on in this story. Because these 10 little verses about this little guy called Zacchaeus are a really big deal, because they show us God's rescue plan. There he is, up his tree. They show us God's big rescue plan, and that plan is for all of us. Because at heart, it's not a story about a tea party. As John said, we don't even know what they had for tea. It's a story about a rescue. It's about being terribly, terribly lost and then being found again. So I've got another question for you. Have you ever been lost? Oh, I've been lost. Maybe you were lost and you can't find your mum and dad. Maybe you trust a sat nav and it ends up going horribly wrong. It's not nice being lost, is it? It's a bit scary. It's very unsettling. What's the first thing that we might do when we're lost? What do you think? What's the first thing? Anyone shout something out what you might do if you're lost? Google Maps. Fabulous. How about if you've lost your mum and dad and you're, oh, what might you do? Panic, yeah? Pardon my love? Oh, call them on the phone. If you've got a phone, what was it if you haven't got a phone? Though, goodness me. Well, I think if I was lost, I would look around for somebody who could help me in some way. Perhaps if we're little, we go to an adult and we'll say, oh, excuse me, I'm lost. I wonder if you can help. Or go into a shop or anything like that. Find a policeman. That's what they always used to tell me. Find a policeman if you get lost, and they'll sort you out. So let's have a look at who is lost in our story today. And Jesus tells us right at the end of our Bible reading, in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus tells us that it's Zacchaeus who was lost. Because Jesus' words at the end, he says this, today salvation has come to this house. This man too is a son of Abraham. He's talking about Zacchaeus. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. The lost. But hang on a minute. Zacchaeus, he's in his hometown of Jericho. He's got his own house. He doesn't sound lost, does he? He's got this well-paid job, as John has explained. He's really good at it. He's not just any tax collector. He's the chief tax collector, Luke tells us. And of course, this job did make people dislike him intensely. In fact, he was probably hated by everybody in the town. He was working for the enemy, the Romans, taking too much money in taxes. And because of this, our passage tells us, the people of Jericho considered Zacchaeus to be a sinner. A sinner. That means he was a bad, bad man. And you know what? They were absolutely right. He was a sinner. He was a bad, bad man. And that is why Zacchaeus was lost. But what the people of Jericho didn't realize is that they were lost too. They were sinners too. Because none of them, and none of us today, can honestly say that we have never done anything wrong. And it's because of that wrong stuff that we do, that sin, that means that we're separated from God. And we can't get back to him because of the sin that's in the way. And I think somewhere deep, deep down in Zacchaeus' heart, he knew he was lost. He knew he needed help. And even he somehow knew it was important to go and find out about Jesus. Even though the crowds were big and he was little, even though he had to hitch up his robe and climb up that tree and look a little bit stupid, he went up the tree and waited to see Jesus come past. Let me ask you another question. What would you do if you lost something that was really, really precious to you? Maybe a special toy. Maybe if you're a parent, oh, goodness me, one of your children, you can't find where they are. What do you do straight away? You try and look for them, don't you? You hurry and you look for the thing that is lost because it's precious to you. You want to find it. So, here we are. Who else is looking in our story today? Well, it's Jesus, isn't it? Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus. We read that when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. You hear the urgency in Jesus' voice there. And Jesus does this because Zacchaeus, that bad, bad man, that sinner, is precious. Jesus knows that Zacchaeus is lost. Jesus loved him. Even though he was hated by everybody else, even though he cheated people out of their money, Jesus wanted to show everyone that even the worst sinner that they could imagine could be included in God's rescue plan. And notice how Jesus is so keen to spend time with Zacchaeus. It's so important for him not to waste another moment. He doesn't want Zacchaeus to be lost for 1 minute longer than necessary. And what does Zacchaeus do? Well, look what he does. He came down at once. And he welcomed him gladly. He doesn't waste a moment either, does he? And I'm pretty sure he wasn't prepared for a visitor. He hadn't had any time to get the house tidy or make a nice meal. He'd been up the tree, hadn't he? But you know what? That didn't matter to Zacchaeus. And it didn't matter to Jesus. What mattered to them both is that Zacchaeus was lost and now he was found. He'd been far, far, far away from God. Now, he was going to share his home with him. His life had been changed completely by saying yes to Jesus. And what does Zacchaeus do next? He says, look, Lord, Here and now, I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody, I will pay back four times the amount. And it wasn't just sweets he was giving out, it was all his money. Money wasn't important to him anymore. He'd found Jesus, he was calling him Lord. That's a change around, isn't it? Instead of Zacchaeus being boss of his life, now Jesus was going to be boss of his life. It's interesting, isn't it? What does Jesus do next? Now, this is the really important bit. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house. This man too is a son of Abraham." That means this man too can be part of God's family. "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." If anyone ever asks you, why do you think Jesus came to earth? Point them to Luke 19, verse 10. The Son of Man, another word for Jesus, came to seek and save the lost. That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus came. And the name Jesus means God is salvation. So quite literally, salvation has come to Zacchaeus' house in the form of Jesus himself. Now, salvation is a big Bible word. It means being rescued, being saved. And in the Bible, it means being saved from the wrong things we've done. Because the Bible tells us that sin will lead to death. And being saved from sin means that we can have life forever with Jesus. And I said I'd tell you what Zacchaeus' name meant, didn't I? Well, it means pure. It means clean. It means innocent. And now that Zacchaeus had met Jesus and invited him in, Zacchaeus could hold his head up and actually for the first time say that he could live up to his name. He could have a clean new start in life. Now he'd been found and saved by Jesus. And the really exciting news is that this can be true for all of us as well. Whether we're little, whether we're big, whether we're rich, whether we're poor, no matter how much wrong that we have done or how lost we might feel. Because this is how Jesus saves. He came to seek and save the lost. He did this by coming to earth to pay the price for the wrong things that we've done so that we don't have to. Because just a week after Zacchaeus came down from that tree, we read in the next chapters of Luke that Jesus was put up on a tree, a cross of wood, taking our sins on himself so that we could be clean and pure and right, so that we could all have the name Zacchaeus. We could be clean. We could be right with God again. And that is what the Bible calls grace. Getting something amazing from God, which we don't deserve and we could never, ever earn by ourselves. Jesus loved Zacchaeus and he loves us that much. So, what about us? Some of us here today might be feeling really lost about life. We might not know which direction to turn. Whether we're big or whether we're little, if we're feeling lost, then look for Jesus, because Jesus is looking for you. You could look for Jesus in the beautiful world that he's created. You could look for Jesus in the kindness of others. You could read your Bible. You could chat with your parents. You could chat with your friends. You could join an Alpha course. You could talk to Jesus in a prayer and ask him into your life. You will not be disappointed. Just like Zacchaeus, an encounter with Jesus will transform our lives and give us an opportunity for a clean new start. Imagine for a minute if Zacchaeus had stayed up the tree. I know some of you have got some lovely pictures of Zacchaeus up his tree that you're colouring in. If he said to Jesus, "No thanks, I've seen you now, and it's been very interesting, but I'm not really up for visitors today. I think I'll stay up here. That would have been a really sad end to the story, wouldn't it? And maybe some of us here today are still up the tree, curious about Jesus, but not quite made a decision yet. Well, Jesus doesn't want you to be lost for one moment longer. Why not accept Jesus' urgent invitation to hurry and come down? I need to stay in your house today. Let today be the day that you hurry and come down and welcome Jesus gladly. Start a new life with him so that Jesus can say to you, today salvation has come to this house. And for those of us who are already Christians, then salvation has come to our house. Jesus is always with us through the Holy Spirit. He's our constant and most important house guest. Let's make sure that we don't ignore him. Let's be great hosts and always be inviting others to meet him too. I'm going to pray to finish, and then there'll be a few minutes when we can reflect on what we've thought about this morning, about being lost, about being found, about being up a tree, about coming down, about God's big rescue plan, how Jesus came to save, to seek and save the lost. Maybe if you've got a picture of Zacchaeus standing next to Jesus, like that one, have you got that on your tables, anyone? I think you have. Maybe you could draw yourself next to Zacchaeus and Jesus if you would like to be a friend of Jesus, or if you are a friend of Jesus already, you could draw yourself next to them. So let's pray to finish, and then we'll have a few minutes just to reflect on these questions. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came to earth to seek and to save the lost. Thank you that what was true for Zacchaeus can be true for us as well. Thank you that all we need to do to be saved is to willingly accept your invitation to come and spend time with you, to let you in to our lives, to follow you. We are so sorry when we mess up. Thank you that you came to take away the bad things we've done, to make us clean, so that we can have a new start. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing love, for your amazing grace. Amen.